We're making radio the way we want it to be, and you are welcome to join us, the voice of Sacramento.
Never thought it'd be so hard to roll a stone. I got one eye on the mirror, and the other one is looking to the sky. Always knew this was the answer, didn't think it'd take so long to get this far. I was moving like a dancer, but my steps away from you tore me apart. I got one eye on my heart now, and the other one is gonna start to cry. It's a strange world. Now I'm living here in Rockville, and the days all seem to take a different form. It's a different place in my world, but at least I know just what I'm fighting for. I got one eye on the stairway, and the other one is headed to the shore.
The Voice with Jason Burke and One Eye on Rockville. And yes, that's a bit of an REM tribute. I found out, I guess, and I was right. And right now, all the way from Los Angeles, I have Jason Burke, Adam Marslin, and Teresa Cowles with me. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Awesome, awesome. So first of all, let's get this out of the way. Let's talk about the show tonight. You guys are playing a gig here in Sacramento. I can't wait. What's the scoop?
Adam?
I'm not sure what's going on.
Tell us about the show tonight.
Tonight's the last show of the last 18 months of touring. Sorry, I'm not talking very loud. I've been on the road for a good part of the last 18 months.
Whoa.
And this is the last show.
Wow, and you chose to wrap it up in Sacramento. We're kind of honored here. You know, everybody here is kind of a thing. That's what's kind of cool. I mean, I have so many friends on Facebook who love the music of all three of you, so I'm really impressed that you're all in the same band. How did you guys all hook up together? Because I it's kind of funny. When Jason said he's playing with you, Adam, I thought, oh, he knows Adam. And then I found Teresa, and you know like 75 people that I know. And so like these three forces all came together. How'd that all happen?
Well, I met these two when Adam organized a 50 Sides of the Beach Boys tribute show.
Wow.
Back in December. And we'd been Facebook connected through other Beach Boy alumni.
Ah.
And I became an auxiliary member of the Adam Marslin Chaos Band. And then, you know, sat in with them a couple more times. And then I recruited the two of them to be part of my band when I was asked to play International Pop Overthrow in Los Angeles.
Nice. Did you play at the Fidodo show? Or?
No, I was at the Good Hurt show.
Good Hurt. Okay, okay. When was that one?
July 29th, I think.
Okay,
my
and then
birthday.
Teresa's birthday show.
Happy belated, awesome.
Provost Day.
July 29th? Okay, I think Nick Lowe mentions that date in a song as well. So.
Marie Provost Day.
Yeah. Not the best day, but, you know, hey. Wow. So what's the name of your band, Jason? Is there a name?
I haven't come up with a name. Could be Jason Burke and Jason Burke in the under-rehearsed, but
I'd like to go with the Jason Burke Experience, if that's all right.
Yeah, I'll take that. Or
just flip your guitar around, and then you can
the Jason Burke in Experience.
I love it.
So, Jason, we were talking about this before. You've been to Sacramento, but not like recently. Not since you've been an adult.
Yeah, not in my adult life. The last time I believe I was 13. And only ever to Old Town Sacramento. So it's great to be here. This is a lovely neighborhood that the studio is housed in.
Yeah, East Sacramento. We're really in the middle of a residential area. And so now you've found out that there's at least two places in Sacramento.
Yeah, three if you count the Capitol building.
Some do, some don't. Depends on your affiliation. But yes. No, that's a wonderful structure too. But yes, 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 indeed. So Luna's tonight. Tell us about that.
I think the show starts at 8 and we go on at 9.
I think that's right. I think you're safe if you do that.
Yeah, so everybody plan on that, and we'll plan around you.
That sounds good. That sounds really good. Everybody come on down to Luna's. It's a wonderful, yeah, intimate
venue. Warren Bishop, who's like a guy from around town. I'm sorry, I'm not talking to the mic. He's been around for a while. He's just a local booster and plays his own band called Blame the Bishop. And he was a sound guy at Old Ironsides for a while. And another fellow named Daniel Laskowski, I believe is how his last name is pronounced. And so I think we're the only, quote, band, unquote.
Very cool. And, you know, Warren's a friend, too, and he's been a big part of the Sacramento music scene. So I love that you guys, that's a whole other connection, too. You know, you guys have been friends for years, and so now brought you to town again. I think you've played with him before up here in Sac?
Yeah, when I was with Cockeyed Ghost, that's when I first played in Sacramento. I think the first time I played in Sacramento was at the Press Club with Shonen Knife.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Or it may have been at Old Ironsides with the Brodies. I go back that far.
Oh, yeah, you
do. It was 97. I remember Sacramento was where I found out our drummer had a heroin addiction.
Oh.
So it's a big, big moment in my life.
You know, a lot of people find that out when they're in Sacramento, so you're not alone.
Okay. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, we.
he's fine now, though. So.
Oh, thank
for
goodness.
For the record, yes.
Thank
not
goodness.
Your current drummer.
Yeah, not no. Well, we don't know that. I assume.
And
not.
Who's the current drummer? Is he in this room?
Kurt. In the band that Teresa and I are in, the Adam Marsland and the Inexperience. No, it's called the Adam Marsland's Chaos Band, and the two other people in that group are full time are Kurt Medlin, who actually was in Cockeyed Ghost and goes back with me about 20 years, and E.B. Sands, who
is
a pretty well-known singer in her own right. And I've been doing this last tour. I've been re-promoting an album I did 5 years ago called Go West, which I think is a pretty solid record, one that I'm really proud of and didn't get enough of a go-round. So the last thing the whole band did together was that we performed the whole album together a couple months ago in L.A., and then it's not economical to bring a whole band on the road, to say the least. Teresa's been out for about 12 shows. And then I did the rest of the I just finishing up this is 31 shows in I think about 40 days, something like that.
Jeez, yeah, wow.
So I had a little break before this last go round, so it wasn't 40 straight days.
But that is the on-the-road lifestyle for sure. And one more thing, Adam, I did see you playing with Evie Sands at Adam Waltzmeyer's Rock and Roll on the Road Festival back in 2010. So
I remember that gig, yeah.
Shout out to Adam Waltzmeyer as well. Yeah. So, Jason, you are originally a Northern California guy.
Originally a New Jersey guy, but for most intents and purposes, a Northern California guy, Bay Area.
Wait, no, that can't be. Your dad said he's from Cleveland. Wait, you guys are like all over the place.
Yeah, no, we're a fully American family, except the grandparents from Eastern Europe.
Yes.
So we're a worldly family.
See, that's even better. You are travelers and citizens of the world. So from the Bay Area, but you're in Southern California now, coming back?
Yeah, I'm in Southern California. I'm up for this weekend for these couple of shows. We played last night in Alameda.
Okay.
And tonight here in Sacramento. But I'm finishing my last year at your alma mater, Woo-hoo. Cal State Northridge.
Yes, go Sierra Hall, Sierra North, Sierra South, Oviatt Library.
I rarely leave Cypress Hall. That's where all of my classes are located.
Wow. Now, I'm assuming music, right?
I am a media composition major.
Nice, nice. So you have some teeth behind what you do here.
I suppose I found out very quickly that what they said was a mix between film scoring and songwriting was mostly film scoring. So I'm kind of in my own little bubble of like, yeah, no, that's a cool career. I'm going to write some songs though. you can write your 100 minutes of music, but yeah, I'm going to do some pop songs.
There you go. And you did a wonderful job. I've got the Coming Home album, which I got from you at the IPO in San Francisco, and you put on a fantastic show. It was about 4 or 5 weeks ago there.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks a lot. That was a lot of fun. It was different because it was just a couple weeks after I'd played a full band set with these guys in LA. So to take a lot of the same songs and kind of retranslate them because most of my gigs I do solo, so to then do it with a full band and then to stop doing it with a full band was it's been an interesting journey, you know, taking these songs a lot of the different places that they can go.
And it's neat seeing them repurposed, and I mean, what's the word, they are I can't even think of the word, it's kind of a digital word,
malleable.
That, you know, that's even a better word than I had, but yes, indeed. I was sitting next to a guy who's a fairly well-known bass player in the Bay Area, and he was digging your music, and I said, hey, you know, he's looking for a gig right now. I said, hey, you should join this guy and form a band. He said, I would, but he doesn't need me. He doesn't need anybody. So that was a good musician.
Oh, was that David?
Yes, David. Yeah, David Wenger. He's great, great guy. So you chatted with him too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice show. Now, do you play out a lot in L.A.?
Not as much as I would like to. The LA music scene is a little more on the pay to play side.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Which is very unfortunate. But when I get the opportunity, you know, I rarely turn down the chance to go out and play.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't if you can do it? That's right. And I'll turn the attention to Teresa. Hadn't really heard of you before this week, but we have like 75 mutual friends. So
she's the rising star.
Yeah. So what's your background? What's your musical background, aspirations, etc.?
I'm a bass player. I've been a bass player for getting on 20 years now.
And started when you were six, huh? Wow.
I started when I was six.
Awesome.
And yeah, of course. But yeah, I've just been playing with lots of different artists, people, friends.
Ben Vaughn, Brian Wilson. Al Jardine.
I've played with a few people. Yeah.
That's some pretty notable friends. Yeah, yeah. Well, if you're good enough.
Jason Burke.
Yes.
I'll be in that company with Brian Wilson, sure.
Teresa, also, there's a forthcoming film with John Cusack and Paul Dano. Is it Dano or Dano? I'm sorry. It's a biopic of Brian Wilson called Love and Mercy. And they recreated the studio scenes, and Teresa was chosen to play Carol Kay.
That's phenomenal.
So she's in the movie. It's a speaking role, and she also played the bass parts. They wanted to recruit people that really did it.
That's fantastic. You're playing the role of the great Wrecking Crew bass player Carol Kay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
pretty cool.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of musical greatness in this room and just outside this room.
You may see her exercise those skills tonight.
At Luna's, yes. At Luna's, yeah. Hey, can we hear you guys exercise all of your musical skills right now?
Sure.
Okay, what do you guys want to do for us?
We're gonna do a song I wrote called Nobody Walks.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
Sure.
One, two, three, four. It's a spell that turns me on. Whoa. She pretends that she can't hear me. Whoa. When she smiles, my heart beats stronger, whoa. I can't move if she's not near me, whoa. Nobody walks the way that you do. Nobody talks the way that you do. Nobody cares the way that you do. Nobody moves me. In the morning when she wakes, whoa. Ooh. The sun will shine upon her bed, whoa. Ooh. I can't even contemplate, whoa. Ooh. 'Cause she
She's always in my head. Whoa. Nobody walks the way that you do. Nobody talks the way that you do. Nobody cares the way that you do. Nobody moves me. Nobody walks away from you. Nobody lies about you too. Nobody cares about me like you. Nobody moves me. Nobody moves me. Nobody walks. Nobody walks. Nobody walks.
Awesome, you guys. Thank you so much. That's phenomenal. Wow.
Thank you.
Is that what it's going to sound like tonight?
If we do it tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
We're going to try and it's technically tonight's an Adam Marsland show.
Oh, that's right.
But since I've crowded his radio program, I'm going to see if we can get him a little spot.
That's right. That's right.
Jason, just out of curiosity, when you turned around, did you say we forgot the B or he dropped
the
B? No,
he said go right to B.
Right to the B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because
he could have been calling one or the other of us out and messing up.
Without the keyboards for the keyboard solo, might as well.
We skipped it.
See, music is just like football. The quarterback gets to call an audible, and you know sometimes you change a play right there, so that's kind of neat.
Sometimes you change a chord. It just happens.
That's right. The behind-the-scenes stuff. So that's one of my favorite songs on the Coming Home album.
Well, thank you.
What's the whole process behind the songwriting? What inspires you?
It's there's a lot of people, you know, there's Leonard Cohen that'll say, like, you know, I spent a year writing this one song. It filled 15 notebooks. Like, there's people that toil over that, and then there's people like Paul McCartney, like, yeah, I just woke up with this song in my head. It's called Yesterday.
yeah.
Let me know if you like it. But for me, it's actually, there's sort of an envisioning process. Sometimes I'll see a title or something and see, like, well, if I put on a CD and I saw that song title, how would I expect this song to go? How would I just from that title think it to go? Or if somebody were to just, you know, like you've done, you know, here's a song by Jason Burke, what would I want to hear?
I like that. You're taking the listener into account.
Yeah, and it's not in a scientific process of like, well, I need to engineer these songs for mass popularity. But to think like, you know, I want to make the kind of music that I want to listen to. And growing up listening to some of the best music, you know, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and then, you know, getting a little older, getting into some more pop craftsmen like Elvis Costello, who some of his songs are just 100% hooks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow, that they just keep coming. So, you know, taking all the things I love about all the different people and kind of synthesizing them in my own way under my own voice.
And speaking of Elvis Costello, there's a guy who knows his music. I mean, a musicologist who knows everything about everything. So it filters into his music.
Yeah, I've seen him, I think, 9 times now.
You've beaten me and you're younger. I've seen him like 6 times over the years and probably none in this millennium. Yeah, so I think I'm behind.
9 times since 2007.
Wow, okay. That's pretty amazing.
But see, you're saying he's a musicologist, and he always does kind of a different show. I've seen him with a full rock band. I just saw him with the London – or no, not the London, the L.A. Philharmonic.
That would be a show.
At the Hollywood Bowl, like reinterpreting his classic songs with, you know, orchestral backing. I've seen him just solo with a guitar.
Wow.
So he's one of those people that, you know, I kind of aspire to – you have the kind of audience that I can do something that's a little out there, and they're like, all right, we'll go with that. And I can play solo, I can play with a band, arrange things however I want, and have people still be on board.
Wow. I mean, talk about a restless creativity. That's amazing. That's truly amazing. So is he one of your influences?
Absolutely. I'd say I got into him later in my musical life, but really was taken to him very quickly. Partially in his songwriting, but also in just his career path of not sacrificing his own artistic integrity for what's popular.
Wow, absolutely true, absolutely true. I mean, he will take tangents, and I don't like every one of his tangents, but I love that he's taking them.
Neil Young is the kind of guy he'll pull out a techno album, and you're like, well, yeah, I'm not going to listen to it, but I like that it exists.
Exactly, and thank goodness that it does. Wow. So who else would you count among your biggest musical influences?
The Beatles, first, and they are the top five.
Yeah, right.
And then in the modern millennium, John Mayer, I think, has been very for more the singer songwriter side, and he's also somebody that, you know, he'll sneak in under the singer songwriter banner, and then also be like, by the way, guys, I'm a great blues guitarist, and then go that route. And then the last couple years, he's been all country.
I didn't know that. That's kind of amazing. I think he doesn't quite get the credit that he deserves for that talent.
He's one of those people that, you know, a lot of people see him as a certain way, but if you dig just a little deeper, there's a lot to be had.
That's pretty amazing. Very, very cool indeed. And how long have you been writing songs?
Good songs or songs?
Okay, well, take both. We'll do it in two parts.
Any real attempt to write songs started freshman year of high school when I found there was a club at my school called the Songwriters Collective or something along that line, which I saw my peers all writing songs, and I was like, well, I should get into this. But they ended up I wouldn't share most of them, and they ended up being bad rewrites of other songs, which apparently that's what Ringo Starr used to do. So yeah. I'm in decent company, I suppose.
I guess. You see, you joined cool clubs in high school. The club I joined was Youth for Earthquake Safety. And it really didn't help because it didn't stop earthquakes.
You mean t-shirts that say duck and cover?
I loved that album.
Oh my goodness.
But then I'd say the second year in the club was a little better, and by the third year there's a couple songs from my third year, including one that we'll do a little later on, that it's one of my favorite songs that I've ever written, that I still do to this day, and I wrote it when I was 16.
Wow. See, there you go. We have a little bit of time left in this segment. Maybe time for one more song. And can you guys stick around for a little bit after that? Maybe 15 more minutes after
sure.
that? Sure. Awesome. So you guys want to play one more song right now, and then we'll take a quick break?
Yeah, sure. We'll do Real Love.
Oh, great. This will be fun.
All right.
And there's no piano, so I'll take care of that.
Yeah. I'm switching instruments for this gig here.
No, I'll try to say the way I really feel. Won't you try to stay? It's for real love. And mighty though the rain washes hearts again, do you want a taste of my real love? Taking chances on one romance as my spirit dances, my heart relaxes, my soul is aching till you are taking my love. So till you are mine, life will be just fine, but it improves when you are my real love. Safe and sound when we're on the ground, there's no one around me. But when they found me, they found you with me. There's no escaping our love. So till you are mine, life will be just fine, but it improves when you are my real love. To know that I love you so. Oh, you really ought to know I'll never let you go. You made me a promise that you'll give me the skies above. So hold me, darling, close, because we're in love. Ba 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 ba.
Wow. You guys are amazing. I love that. It sounded
Thank you
so
very
good.
Much.
The harmonies, the blend of the instruments. Wow. Did you play the one at IPO back in?
I did play the one. That's usually my closing song. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought I heard that one. Very, very good indeed. Wow. so impressed. So that is Jason Burke and Adam Marsland and Teresa Cowles, the inexperienced band, I guess we're going to call it right now. But wow, just a lot of experience in this room. We're almost ready for a quick break, and then we'll come back for a few more minutes. Let's talk about the show tonight. Real quick, Adam, what's this show going to sound like? The Adam Marsland Slightly Less Chaotic Band?
It's going to be like this, except I'm going to be singing, and we'll be slightly better rehearsed. But that's no fault of Jason's. Real quick, I haven't told anybody this, but since we've been talking about Elvis Costello and the Beach Boys, there's going to be a show in Long Beach in I think November 8th and 9th, and they're going to be presenting with an orchestral band, the Brodsky Quartet album, and Pet Sounds. And I haven't announced this yet, but I'm actually going to be singing many of the Brian parts at the Pet Sound show.
Oh,
so that's
fantastic.
I wish I could give you enough information to find it, but if you Google Long Beach Brodsky Quartet Pet Sounds, you'll find it, and I believe tickets are on sale now. So this is the first time I've told anybody that this is happening.
I'm honored that you released it right here on Swirl Radio, but that's going to be a phenomenal show, and kudos to you for getting that role. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
I was
a last minute substitution, rather, like tonight.
That's okay. Hey, you know what? You know, that's how you get in. Wow. I'm here with Jason Burke and Adam Marsland and Teresa Cowles. They're going to be playing a gig at Luna's tonight. We think 8 o'clock is the time we should get there. They might go on about 9. Warren Bishop is on the bill as well. And Daniel Laskowski, thank you. And Luna's is at 16th and N in downtown Sacramento. You've got time to get there. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with some more of these guys. These guys are just wonderful. So stay tuned for that. I'm Mike Lidskin. You're listening to Twirl Radio here in Sacramento at 88.7 The Voice and also at twirlradio.com. See you in just a couple minutes.
Do you have something to say? Say it here. Your community voice. The Voice of Sacramento.
You gotta get right down from there. This will be the last time I tell you. 'Cause you're flying way too high. Don't wanna leave the ground behind you. I'm not angry, but you know what might be crazy. Oh, love, I won't wait for you. I've done enough waiting around. Oh, won't you listen to my pleas? I don't think I can take this heartache. I wouldn't be the first and I wouldn't be the last you've left behind. You're not sorry, but I think you're gonna regret it. Oh, love, I won't wait for you. I've done enough waiting around. Honey, 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 don't you think that I tried to be patient? I tried and I tried and I tried to make my message clear. Oh dear. So you listen up, this will be my final reminder. I'm through with acting tough, consider this my last goodbye. We're both crazy, but I think we reached the sunset. Oh, love, I won't wait for you. I've done enough waiting around. I tried and I tried and I tried to make my message clear. this will be my final reminder. I'm through with acting tough. Consider this my last goodbye. We're both crazy, but I think we reached the sunset of love. I won't wait for you. I've done enough waiting around.
Enough waiting around.
Enough waiting around.
Enough waiting around.
Oh, enough waiting around.
Enough waiting around.
I'm tired of waiting.
.7 The Voice, and our guest of the hour, Jason Burke, and Waiting Around. And you told me the influences on that song. I totally hear it. Why don't you talk about that song, Jason?
There's a little bit of Joe Jackson early period, pre-Night and Day, when he was just in the four-piece Joe Jackson band. And I really love that, and that powerful Strat sound that they have on the guitar.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ape that. And then a little bit of first album, Elvis Costello, as well.
Yeah, a little sneaky feelings on that one, just that whole jazzy guitar kind of feeling. Nicely done. Did you do that one at IPO?
I did not do that one at IPO.
Okay.
That's one that I always plan to do, and then I get up there and realize, oh, I don't remember the third verse.
Oh.
there's so many artists that I see, and I'm like I just saw Elton John, and he's got a teleprompter, and I'm thinking, why does Elton John, I know all these songs, he wrote them, but once I started getting out and playing my own songs, I realized, well, I've probably listened to, you know, Tiny Dancer way more times than I've listened to my own songs.
You know, that's a good point, and he was probably done with it. He wrote it, recorded it, sang it for a while, and then he was done. Maybe it had been a while.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe not Tiny Dancer, but, you know, something else that might have been a few years. So for me, some of these songs, you know, I write it, I play it out, which is, you know, not as much as I'd like, and that's kind of it. So I probably should take more time to memorize my own stuff.
But. Yeah, I'd be disappointed seeing a teleprompter. I know for a fact Adam Marsland does not use teleprompters at any of his gigs. Am I right?
No, Teresa will verify that.
I did at the Beach Boys gig that Adam did. I did use my phone to look up the lyrics to
California Saga.
Yeah, California Saga. Yeah.
There's a lot of lyrics.
There's a lot of lyrics in that one.
You need a refresher. I remember seeing an old REM on MTV Unplugged back in the early 90s, and It's the End of the World as We Know It. I believe that Michael Stipe was reading off of a computer printout, because that's pretty lyric heavy.
Yeah, something like I can forgive stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, Paul McCartney using a teleprompter for Blackbird, really?
No. Not cool. I didn't see one teleprompter in the room, although we're surrounded by computers and smartphones and tablets, so I mean, we could do whatever we want here, but I'm glad you guys don't need it. So why don't we go through and let's get contact information from all of you. How can my listeners buy all of your collective music? Adam, go first.
Why me?
Oh, because you're standing around by the microphone. I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty personable guy on Facebook. So I, you know, unless someone's selling something bad, you can find me on Facebook, Adam Marsland, MARSLAND. AdamMarsland.com has most of my recordings, and the ones that aren't there are pretty easily found on the online version of the 99-cent bin.
Very good. And Teresa, do you have a website or contact info?
I do. My website is sparklebass.com.
Okay. Do you have music up there?
It's none of it's mine.
Oh, okay.
I don't, I mean, I do. I had a period where I did my own music, but no one wants to hear that.
Oh, not true. And Jason, where can we find out about your music?
There's facebook.com/Jason Burke Music, and there's my Twitter, which is also Jason Burke Music. And then you can download the new album. You can download all of my stuff, and you can actually order a physical copy. Hand signed and numbered, because I burn all the CDs myself, of the new album, Coming Home.
They're crafted, handcrafted.
Handcrafted. And that's jasonburke.bandcamp.com. And Burke is B-E-R-K.
The correct spelling.
The correct spelling.
We talked about this IPO. There is a correct spelling. Otherwise, you're going to get some other non-affiliated Jason Burke.
And not to be confused with Clem Burke from Blondie.
Ah, that's a B.
Who I snuck into a Ringo Starr concert pretending to be his plus one.
Did you actually get in?
I did.
Oh.
But I believe his real plus one did too, so it's all okay.
Jason, I don't know if I ever told you this, but the worst one, the worst gig that I played in the last 15 years, I think, and Teresa was there. I had Clem Burke and Mickey Dolenz right in front of me watching me suck.
Because
we were playing, Teresa and I were playing with some of the Wrecking Crew guys. And
I wasn't sucking.
Well, you know, there you go.
That's why Teresa's Teresa.
Yeah, my Burke is the correct Burke, B-E-R-K, jasonburke.bandcamp.com.
Except no substitutes, yes. So let's go around the room. Adam, what's next for you? After the show tonight, this was the end of a tour. What's coming up in your horizon, musical horizon?
Well, I'm going to do that show in Long Beach, the Pet Sound show.
Yes.
I run a studio in, well, sort of a studio.
Karma Frog, right?
Yeah, Karma Frog, yeah. And I've been, that's most of what I do. I'm a full-time musician. And nice. I do a lot of work, occasionally for people you'd have heard of, but mostly just people that want to get their songs done and maybe want to get more of the old school sound instead of the way everybody, you know, kind of crushes everything now and makes it sound like it was played through a computer.
Yeah.
So I kind of do the old school way of recording. It's not analog, but it's the same theory of it. And so, you know, I do work with people out of town as well as people in town. And so I'll probably be doing a lot of that. And then I don't have any plans to tour again until next May. I'm going to go to Europe. I may be doing one or two shows in Asia in November.
That's pretty darn exciting. Yeah. Get that passport out and get on
That's
the road.
Right. Yeah. World travelers.
Awesome. And Teresa, you're making a movie. Are you producing it? Are you in production right now? How's that
working? Oh, no. It's done. It premiered at the Toronto Film Festival in September. Got great reviews. Got picked up by Lionsgate. And they're going to put it out by the end of the year.
That's fantastic. So what's next for you, musically speaking?
I still play with Adam. So whenever we play, we don't have anything booked, though.
Yeah, but Ben Vaughn. You're doing a lot of work with Ben Vaughn right now.
Doing some work with Ben Vaughn and a band called Easy Tiger.
Okay.
It's letter E, letter Z, Tiger. They're great. We just released an EP. We had our EP release last weekend.
Nice.
With Scott Bennett and the guy from the Ramones, I forget.
Yeah, yeah. Scott Bennett produced it. Scott Bennett from Brian Wilson's band produced it. And then Ricky Ramone was.
Ricky Ramone.
He sang
you.
With
Sorry.
Us one song.
I want to say Mark. I'm like, he's dead. I'm going through all this.
Yeah,
go
all
for the
dead.
Live ones. Yeah.
He's the only live one, I think.
A latter era Ramone, then.
He's an 82. I think he's 82. Yeah.
A replacement Ramone.
Yeah.
There you go. And Jason, what's next for you after the show tonight?
Oh, I don't know. After this, I'm going to take a bit of a, not a hibernation, but going to write more, start recording for whatever is next. I kind of have a vague idea of what I want it to be. I've got one or two songs written, but definitely, going to take a break from doing a lot of like full-time, because I put a lot of work into that one. So going to kind of find inspiration again and play whatever gigs come my way.
Excellent. That sounds really good. You guys are a pleasure. Can we do that last song now? Or I shouldn't say we. You guys are the musicians. Could you do that last song now?
Oh, sure.
And we'll chat with you right after that. But I am so excited to have you here. Check these guys out. They're going to be playing at Luna's Cafe in downtown Sacramento tonight. It's Adam Marsland and Teresa Kells and Jason Burke. So what are you guys going to do?
Is it the whole enchilada, Jason?
Yeah,
okay, got it.
We're doing a little equipment adjustment here. This is cool. So this is what it's like behind the scenes. We're like, this is what you see on stage at a gig when they're doing the between song stuff. We're doing it right now.
All right, so this is a song that you've played on the show before, which I'm very thankful for.
Let me get this.
Oh, yeah. Which has been very cool to hear on the internet radio. And soon to be terrestrial radio.
Yes, yes, indeed. People drive around Sacramento hearing your stuff.
And we've been throwing in a little surprise. So this is a bit of a twofer.
I love twofers. Surprises, awesome.
All right, Adam. You want to start off with the drum beat?
2, 3, 4.
You won't let me in. I don't know what it is I've seen. Could it have been a dream? So many distant places I have roamed, but I hear you calling me home. Something's got a hold of me. Today I flew across the sea
you wouldn't let me be. Yesterday feels like a photograph of a heart attack. So many distant places I have roamed, but I hear you calling me home. Something's got a hold of me, and I hear you talking about me like I'm not standing right behind your back. And I see you writing the letters that you won't send, because to me you're just a friend. So many distant places I have roamed, but I hear you calling me home. Something's got a hold of me, shoes are made of leather, but I'm a substitute for another guy. Look pretty tall, but my heels are high. Simple things you see are all complicated. Look pretty young, but I'm just backdated, yeah. Look all white, but my dad was black. My fine stitch suit's really made out of sack.
Woo! Oh my goodness. I'm having a rock and roll moment here. Wow, what a great surprise. Oh, oh. You guys made my day. Thank you for that one.
Thank you for having us.
Wow. Okay, so what did we hear right before Substitute? What was that one?
Before that, that was Distant Places, which is, I believe, track 4 on Coming Home.
Distant Places, and then a cover of The Who's Substitute. Phenomenal. That was quite the segue.
And that was a thing that came to me while the first show of the tour that I did this summer, kind of spur of the moment while playing that song. Like, you know what? Let me just go into Substitute, see how that works. And it's stuck.
Wow, that's so cool. And I was thinking the Live at Leeds version when I heard it right now.
Yeah, yeah, more live at Leeds, you know, power trio style.
Exactly. Oh, and you guys are quite the power trio, the semi-acoustic power trio. I love it. So real quick, let's go around the room. The most important question of all, what's your favorite foods? What do you like to eat? Jason?
Thai food.
Thai
food and chocolate.
And chocolate. Okay. Teresa, what's your favorite food?
Sushi and chocolate.
Sushi and chocolate. Adam, what about you?
Coffee and red wine.
Coffee and red wine. Awesome. Awesome. You can get some of that, but not all of it at Lunacy. I think the red wine is available. There might be a chocolate thing there. So I guess everybody can get something.
If there's no Thai food, we're walking.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Art Luna. You heard these guys. It's the crazy rider demands, you know? Oh, my goodness. Jason Burke, Adam Marsland, Teresa Cowles, thank you so very much for hanging out with me on Twirl Radio. I love what you guys do. I can't wait to hear more from you guys.
Well, thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. And we will hopefully see you guys back. If you come back up this way, please stop in and let's do this again. This at that point, we'll be on KUBU-FM. We'll do that.
Absolutely.
Well, come on back to Sacramento.
KUBU FM.
Yeah, that's right. It's KUBU, and I kid you not, we let you be you. So there you go. Anyway, we're gonna keep the music going. We're gonna play something by Blake Jones and the Trike Shop, and we'll see these guys tonight, the Adam Marsland Band at Luna's. Here's Blake Jones and the Trike Shop.